Steve Philippos is the owner of Chevrolet of Homewood. Hey, Steve, it's John Williams. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for having me.
Busy day for you guys? It seems to me like all the car dealers got a big sale going on President's Day.
Well, it generally is. President's Day is a great time to buy a car, but today we have a lot more people in service than we do in sales.
All right, so answer some questions for me about cars in cold weather. You ready?
Absolutely.
If my car battery dies, like I go and the car won't start, is my battery permanently injured, or if I get it recharged and running, is it as good as new?
It should be, depending how old your battery is and how much use it has taken. If you charge your battery, 9 out of 10 times it will be good. And most of your dealerships can give it a simple battery test if you're not sure and let you know how much more life you have.
How long should I expect a battery to last?
Sure, truthfully, you should probably get 7 to 10 years out of a battery.
7 to 10 years. Okay. Wow, 7 to 10. I'm surprised to hear you say that. That's pretty good.
Yeah, you're here to hear other people tell you less, but truthfully, if you get a good battery, like an AC Delco battery or one of the other manufacturers' comparisons to that, they last a long time.
What's the mistake people make in starting their car and jump-starting it, you know, with the cables and all?
Sure, jump-starting a car could be a very dangerous thing, and it doesn't have to be. Let's say your battery, you left the lights on or something happened, and your battery is dead on your car.
Yeah.
You find somebody that's going to jump it with you. So it's your friend, your neighbor comes by the house. Really simple. Place the positive or the red cable on the dead battery first. Then the red cable, put it on the red on your counterpart's car. And then do the same with the other side. Just really simple. Think red first. If you do that, you'll be fine.
Red first. Well, it does, but you do want to put it on the dead first.
Battery first, yes.
Yeah. So red dead, then red live, then black dead, then black live? No.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. And oh, you hit it right on the nose. You got it.
Well, here's the there is this little moment of truth with that last cable, the black one, where you maybe see a little spark jump. Is that a good idea to test it and make sure you've got everything good?
You know what? I've always done that, and a lot of our technicians will tell you to do that. And just barely touch it there, and you'll know when you'll get the quick spark. But just if you remember what you just said, the nice little poem you came up with,
yeah,
you're there. That's all you need to do.
What about putting that last cable on the battery?
That's a choice. You could put it on the battery, or you could put it to a piece of heavy metal on the car. Generally, one of the joints that hold the motor in place will work also.
Okay, yeah. So you could put it on the terminal, but that always scares me because I think, I want to stay away from that battery because I think of it like a bomb. So I think, okay, I won't put it on there. I'll put it on the frame of the car. But then I'm not sure which of those are the right kind of metal or sufficiently metallic to actually ground the thing, you know? Should I be worried about that?
No, you shouldn't be worried about that. Generally, one of the pieces of metal that holds the frame together on the top, you can't miss it, will be fine.
Okay. When you start it then you just sit there and wait a while, or should it start up right away?
Put it on, let it sit for about a minute, and then go in the car and turn it over, and it should start.
Yeah. And reverse order when you take the cables off?
When you take the cables off, just make sure you do the same thing. Take the first one off. Don't let it touch anything. Take the second one off and do the same thing with the black one.
Yeah, okay. And then I've also heard that if your car battery is dead, go ahead and start the lights. Actually, turn the lights on a little bit, assuming that it didn't drain because you had the lights on, but just because it was so cold. So if you turn the lights on, that starts to get some electricity going through and it warms the thing up, and that might help.
It could help. You'll do that first. Flicker the lights. And that'll just get the flow of the electric going in the automobile. That could help.
Do you like these little handheld kits? I've got one in my car now. It's the size of a paperback book. And you just...
You know what?
Those things work.
It does work. Here, if your battery is low, those things work. Generally, most of those things will not work if your battery is completely dead.
Oh, what about...
There's just enough there. But it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt to have one of those. I think they're fantastic.
Yeah. What about the keeping your car plugged in overnight?
Okay, keeping your car plugged in overnight. You know what? Most people do that when they have a diesel automobile or something that has a core. In today's world, or in the last 20 years, the cold really doesn't affect the car like it used to cars 25, 30 years ago. So you really don't need to do that. The car doesn't feel, the heat bothers the car more than the cold will.
Oh, really? In the summertime?
Yes.
What do you mean by that? The car will start up in the heat, in the warm weather.
It will, but you know what? Heat is a bad thing. Heat, you need to be more careful in the heat than you do in the cold.
Oh, sure, because the car will overheat. Yeah, right, that sort of
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you about what is a guy at some Jiffy Lube or whatever mentioned this to me once, and I don't remember what the formula is, but isn't there a ratio between the degrees, the Fahrenheit, the temperature, and the pounds per square inch in your tire, that the colder it gets, the more tire pressure you lose?
Okay, tire pressure will generally drop approximately 2 PSIs for every 10 degrees of temperature.
Okay, so well,
now, your tire pressure will also rise when you drive your car. So the trick is, look at your car, pay attention. Most of the cars will let you know on the dashboard if the pressure is low. Mm-hmm. If not, pull into any dealership. Most of them won't charge you, at least we won't. We'll check your tire pressure for you at no charge if you think there's a problem.
So, like, if my PSI is 35, mm-hmm. But I wonder at what temperature they calculated that, because it's 0 degrees outside, so I probably lost 4, 6, 8, 10 pounds, didn't I?
Well, if the car's been sitting there, you probably will, but as you drive it, the car warms up, and the friction from the road will cause your pressure to rise again.
So if I see the indicator is orange, mm-hmm. and I think, oh, crap, I know what happened. It's so cold, my tires are low. Unless
correct.
It's really low, maybe if I just drive a while, the air temperature in the tire will warm up.
It's the friction. The friction from the tire on the road will cause the pressure to rise, yes.
Okay. 312-981-7200. I got more questions. You may have some, too. 312-981-7200. This is WGN. Steve Filippos is on a phone line. He's the owner of Chevrolet of Homewood. Talking about cold winter weather for your car, Steve Filippos is the owner of Chevrolet of Homewood. Hey, Steve, what kind of oil should I have in my car when the weather's like this? Do you care? Does it matter that much? Is oil? What do you know about that?
Well, oil is not just oil. Most vehicles today use 0W20 or 5W30, which are excellent for our temperatures out here in Chicagoland.
Whenever
generally, the lower the number, the better the flow.
Lower the number, the better the flow. So zero something or five something.
Correct. 0W20 or 5W30.
Well, last time I got my oil changed somewhere, I don't even remember where it was, but they asked me if I wanted the expensive oil or the cheaper oil. And I went, well, it's my car. I guess I want the good stuff. But I wasn't sure if I was overpaying. What's your thought about that?
Well, here, the best way to do this is just go to a respectable place to have your oil changed. They generally run the same as some of the franchises out there. I mean, everybody runs specials, and you go there, and you get the right oil. They tell you what it is, and it's generally going to be what I just said, the W20 or the 5W30, and that's why you have to remember. Most oils have a synthetic blend to it now, or just get a complete synthetic. For example, if you drive a sports car or a Corvette, and they'll tell you there. It's posted on all legitimate places, post it right on their wall so you'll know what it is. Another thing you can do, if it's not an emergency for you, just go on everybody's website and see what it is.
This says, hey, John,
ask question.
Jump starting from cigarette lighter to cigarette lighter, car socket to car socket. Can you do that? Is there such a thing? I've never heard of that.
You know what? They sell chargers where you can put it in your cigarette lighter, and it'll keep your car trickle charged. I've never heard of a jump that way, though. Never
jump
seen
from
it done.
My car to your car. Hey, John, I've got a Halo brand, small portable charger. It's great for that and a number of other uses. My son lived a half a block from the pier in Huntington Beach, and he used his Halo for playing his guitar on the beach. Yeah, some of them you can actually charge your phone, charge your device. I didn't know you could charge your amp, but I guess those things put out a lot of juice, huh?
Yeah, they do. They're nice.
Let's pick up a couple of phone lines for Steve. We'll start with line 3, Sandy. You're on WGN, Sandy. How can we help you?
Hi. I park outside, and I don't even drive 10 miles a week. Would it be doing any good to just start it and let it run in the driveway for 5 or 10 minutes?
Okay, that's a great question. Let's touch on that. Today's cars don't need to be warmed up. But here's the trick. It's a good idea to turn them on and let them warm up so your defrosters and everything else is working properly. But here's the thing. Don't just start your car and turn it off. If you're going to start your car, drive it for 15 or 20 minutes.
Okay, wait a minute. So get out there and do it once in a while, but don't just run it for 2 minutes, run it for 15 minutes. And you're as interested in just all the fluids of the car as you are the battery when you're doing that. Is that what you're saying?
Well, exactly. Here, if you get into a cold car, your defrosters aren't going to be warm yet. Nothing's going to be warm yet. But you don't need just to start your car to start it. Like years ago in the 60s and 70s, they say just start it up for a couple. It doesn't matter. The only time, if you want to start your car, start it, let it warm up, and take it for a ride.
Okay, but if
other than that,
I'm going to go for a ride. Say I'm getting in my car. It's been sitting there all week, and it's as rock hard as the concrete it's driving on. I start it up. Starts right up. Should I let it idle there for 5 minutes, or can I just get rolling?
You can get rolling, but I suggest to let it run for 5 or 10 minutes, more or less, so your defrosters will be good and everything else will be working properly.
Okay, but if all that stuff is working, it's not like you gotta, you know, if it's functional, it's functional. If you want to get going,
drive
you can
car.
Get going. Drive your car. Okay, Sandy, I hope that helps.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Good question. Byron, you're on WGN. What can we do for you, Byron?
Yeah, hey, glad you had the segment on. For the guys that have the performance cars with what we call the rubber band tires, the real skinny tires, if they let their tire pressure get down on those types of tires versus cars that have the high-profile tires, they could run off the rims, right?
Here, when you're driving a high-performance car, I'd be very leery and very careful in the cold weather. I don't care what kind of a high-performance car is, because generally high-performance cars have high-performance tires which are not made to be driven in below-zero temperatures. They're just not.
I'm thinking of those thin tires he's talking about that don't have much height, if you will, right? Is that what you're talking about, Byron?
Yeah, the profile is small. And, I mean, this is where people are driving on the highways, and you see, you know, the 100-car wreck there. How many of those people have summer tires? And skinny summer tires on their cars.
Yeah, that's a good point. Thanks for the phone call, Byron. I'll let him respond to that. And also just about tires in general, it would seem to me like most of the tires we're buying in northern Illinois are probably anticipating snow and ice, right?
They do, but you know, you have to be careful. High-performance cars sometimes are not made to be driven in this kind of weather.
Right.
And the best place to check is check with your dealer or read your manual or just YouTube it and ask about it. But, you know, you're driving a brand-new sports car that you'll love for the summer. You know, most people should know, and if they don't, I'm telling you now, please contact your dealer, see what it's rated for. And generally, they're not rated for below zero weather.
I got
they're
that. Just... But say I'm just driving a mid-sized crossover, like 98% of America right now. You know, some sort of smallish SUV or whatever.
You're going to be fine.
The tires that come on that, do I need to buy snow tires? The tires on my car seem to be handling this pretty well.
The tires are generally all-season tires. You're going to be more than fine.
John, please ask your guest if we should add a gas line antifreeze to our tank of gas.
Are you asking me?
Yeah, you're the guest.
I'm not fond of those.
You don't like them? Why? Does that gunk up the engine?
At times it has. Be really careful. You don't know what the good one is versus the bad one. I can't recommend any. I would not use anything like that.
Okay, the next texter says, do you like heat in a tank of gas? And you personally do not. Is that right?
Personally, do not.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Who else has got a question? Ruth, what can we do for you? You're on WGN.
Oh, hi. Good morning. My question is about my car, which sits outside. There is no garage. It sits in my driveway, and it has not been driven since last March due to...
I'm not laughing.
Because I was waiting for a long time to have a surgery that I couldn't get because of the COVID and no elective surgeries being done. Anyway, I want to be able to drive it, but I'm thinking I should wait now until spring and just have it towed to a garage. But
have you tried to start it? Will it start at all?
Well, my neighbor charged it, and it did start up, and he said, go out every 2 or 3 days and run it, you know, just in your driveway or whatever.
What year? What kind of car is it, Ruth?
It's a 2010 Nissan Versa.
Okay, just Steve, what advice do you have for her?
Ruth, what I'd suggest to you is when you're ready to drive your car again, try starting it. And at that time, if it needs to be jumped, have your neighbor help you out and jump it. And at that point, because it's sitting for a year, drive it to your dealership or go to a local mechanic that you trust and have them go through the whole car and just look
at it.
You're
going to want to get the oil changed, probably.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm thinking it'll need everything done to it. You know, filters, somebody said check the cabin filter and all the other filters and the hoses and the fluid.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Ruth. Ruth, are you still there?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I am. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead, Steve.
Okay. No, everything needs to be, checked. I did go out and try to start it a few times, and then there was so much snow I couldn't even get to it because, you know, I'm still recuperating from surgery. So.
Yeah, no, I understand that, and but I think what you're really telling us is if a car's been sitting that long, the battery may work, but the fluid is probably, the oil is probably decomposed a little.
Everything. I would check everything. Go to a mechanic at your trust or to your dealership. Have them check everything. Have them check your hoses. Another thing that can happen if the car is sitting outside, a rodent or a little varmint could be a little cold and want to nest underneath it. We want to check that also. And they'll check that for you. And just wait till you're ready. Don't do it now. When you're ready to do that, just have somebody either drive with you and take it to your local mechanic or your local dealership.
And that's not unheard of what you're going through, Ruth. A lot of times people's cars, for whatever reason, will sit for several months. If it starts, you can drive it. You don't have to be afraid of that. But yeah, make one of your first stops someplace you trust and at least get those fluids checked. And that's not going to cost you a fortune. By the way, I wanted to get one more question in here from Maria. Hey, Maria, you're on WGN. What can we do for you?
Hi, thank you. Yes, I have a 2019 Nissan Kicks, and I've noticed there's a little clunk sound when I first start out and back up, and I looked in my book, and it says a self-test feature. Would that make that type of sound, like a clunk sound when I first back up and from the brake?
You know what? It could be a lot of things. Just be careful, watch it, and next time you have some time, really take it to your Nissan dealership, and hopefully it's not a transmission issue. It probably isn't. It's probably just noisy.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you use your emergency brake, Maria?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right.
I've never had it on other vehicles.
I want to ask one other question, though. I got 40 seconds here left, Steve, but ABS, if I have the anti-lock brake system, if I'm on ice or snow, and do I need to pump my brakes, or are the brakes automatically going to do that for me?
Here, the brakes will automatically do it with an anti-lock braking system.
I've noticed that myself, but I'm in the habit of pump. But in fact, I could leave the brake pedal depressed, right?
Yes, leave the brake pedal depressed, and it'll do its job. They're amazing, the anti-lock brake systems.
Okay, folks got a lot more questions, but we are out of time. You'll have to come on again, Steve. This has been kind of fun and I think very helpful.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you for having me.
Steve Filippos knows his stuff. He's the owner of Chevrolet of Homewood. They are open. They're selling Chevys. Go buy a couple dozen today and tell them we said hi. How does that sound, Steve? Steve likes the sound of that.